Hi friends, in today's video, we will dive into the Immaculate Heart of Mary, whose feast we celebrate today. And so stay tuned for what's next. My friends, as you know, I like to begin every video with a prayer. So please pray with me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Allow me to praise you, O most holy Virgin Mary. Give me strength against your enemies. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, please know that always one of my intentions and one of my goals and missions with these videos is to inspire you to share your faith with other people. One of the things that's really been on my heart is that no matter who you are or where you are in your faith life, we have a responsibility to share our faith with other people. And we shouldn't have any excuse because there are so many means. So I hope at the very least that you learn from my YouTube videos that maybe you should start your own channel to share the faith throughout the world. Now, I'm trying to keep these videos on the Blessed Mother kind of following a certain type of logic so that we can grow in love with her. So in a video I made some weeks ago on June 13th, we were looking at the apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary in 1917 in Fatima. Then the following video, we took a look at this question that a friend of mine had posed about why should we go to the Blessed Virgin Mary in the first place? And I talked about her holiness, how she's the first and the best Christian. Well, in today's video, as you may or may not know, today is June 20th, which happens to be my birthday. Yes, I'm 39 years old. And also, today we're celebrating the memorial of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Strangely enough, or maybe coincidentally enough, 39 years ago, I was born on a Saturday. Today's a Saturday, so it was most likely on that same feast that I was born. So it's like she's been following me all these years. And as we kind of dive into this mystery of our faith, I want to bring in, as always, the scriptures and then our tradition, because as Catholics, we believe that our tradition is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And along with that, my own experiences of what it's like to really dive into the Blessed Mother and to experience her love from her Immaculate Heart. So let me read to you from the scriptures. And I don't even know, this is from one of the letters of St. Paul. I forgot to write down where it's from, so maybe that'll be for you to find it. And he says, we know that God makes all things work together for the good of those who have been called according to his decree. Those whom he foreknew, he predestined to share the image of his Son, that the Son might be the firstborn of many brothers. Those he predestined, he likewise called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he in turn glorified. Now, I want to focus. First, you see this line kind of in the middle of that paragraph that I took, where it says that we're going to share in the image of his Son. So that means that it's almost like we're going to have this type of equality with Jesus, that we're going to be like other Jesuses in the world, that we're all going to be his brothers. And that refers to both men and women. Now, as Catholics, we know that we are called to, in a sense, relive the life of Jesus on earth, to relive it in our own original way, that he's like a blueprint that we follow in all these many details. So I want to kind of take this as a background as we dive into the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, there's a scripture that we see in the Gospel of St. Luke, and actually I think he repeats it twice, this phrase where he says, and she kept all these things and reflected on them in her heart. So since the beginning of the scriptures and the church being formed, people have pondered that particular passage. And they've thought about the heart of the Virgin Mary as kind of containing all of the mysteries of Jesus. And it being a place that we can go to kind of, you know, dig out these treasures and receive them for ourselves. So we have many saints along the centuries, more than I can possibly name, who have had this love or what we call devotion to the Virgin Mary's heart. But I want to focus on one in particular, who is, you can say, maybe the master and the doctor of the heart of Mary. And he was just given this great charism of knowing her heart and sharing it and making it popular for the whole world to love and have devotion. His name is St. John Nudes. He lived in the 1600s in France, and he was a priest that from the very beginning of his life into his priesthood, he had this particular love for the Blessed Mother, and especially her heart. Now, he wrote this book called The Admirable Heart of Mary. Now, it's funny because I have loved the Blessed Mother since my conversion in 2002. And I don't know how I've never read this book or this classic. You know, sometimes we have these things in our lives that are right in front of us, and we never pay attention to them until maybe it's time for us to really read them. And so one of the things that I want to do is I want to take parts of this book and kind of read it for you so that you don't have to, and kind of take out some of its own treasures and share them with you. So this is from the first part, and he begins explaining why he's even going into this in the first place. And this is sort of following what I was saying as well. According to the Apostle St. Paul, Christ is the head of his mystical body, the church, and we are the members. We must therefore be animated by his Spirit. We must follow his inspirations, walk the path he has traced, and continue, as it were, his life on earth by practicing the virtues which were his own. It follows that our devotion to his Holy Mother must be a continuation of his devotion to her. We know from just human experience and psychology that the first person that we fall in love with as human beings is our mother. Makes sense. She's the first person we have a relationship with in the womb, and she's almost always the first one that we see. And as little babies, it's even for our survival that we fall in love with our mother, because she takes care of us and she helps us grow in our life. Likewise, we can understand that Jesus was in that sense no different than any other human being. Jesus' first love as a human was his mother, the Virgin Mary. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about that reality, that just as you loved your mother, so did he? Well, as disciples of Jesus who follow in his footsteps, we imitate what he did. This is one of the most fundamental reasons why Catholics have a devotion to Mary, because we believe that Jesus did it first, and we want to do what he did. Now, often people will look at the Catholic Church and say, oh no, they have too much love for her or too much devotion to her. Can you imagine that anyone would love Jesus's mother more than he would? I would say that as much as any Catholic loves the Virgin Mary, Jesus loved her far more than we can ever hope and dream to. St. John Newitz takes this idea really straight out of the Catholic Church tradition and teaching, and kind of makes it his own and lays this as a foundation for what he will develop. In the next paragraph, he continues, and he says, "The human will is not, however, moved to love a fellow creature unless the intellect first knows what renders it worthy of respect and esteem." That's a fancy way of saying we cannot love who we do not know. That's the whole purpose of the book, for us to get to know who is Mary and what does this whole Immaculate Heart thing even mean. And he is presuming and wanting to show us and tell us that if we get to know her, we will love her. I'm sure you can think of your own experience, maybe someone that you didn't know and you didn't love, and you got to know them and you fell in love with them from the very moment that you got to know them. And as you got to know them even more, your love deepened. For many of us, this has been our experience with our spouses, with our children, with our brothers and sisters and our parents, even with ourselves, and of course with God and with Jesus. And as we get to know Jesus and know that he loved Mary, it's an invitation for us to get to know her and fall in love with her in the same way. Just something of the things that he begins to say about the Virgin Mary's heart. Her heart is a vast sea of grace, a measureless ocean of perfections, and an immense furnace of love. Would that I might lose myself as a drop of water in this ocean, or be consumed like a straw in this furnace, so that nothing of what I write could be considered as coming from me, but only from Jesus Christ, who is the unique source of all good. My friends, as Catholics, we believe, and what I'm going to say is pretty bold, that Jesus wants us to love her. We don't love Mary because Mary necessarily wants it, or because the church wants it, or because some pope in Rome is telling us what to do. We believe that Jesus himself wants us to love the Blessed Mother and to honor her and to ask for our help, her help in our lives. Now we hear this beautiful description of her heart from St. John Newts about her being kind of this vast ocean of grace. And you know what that reminds me of is that about a year and a half ago, I went to Cancun, Mexico with my family for my mom's, I think, 60th birthday anniversary. And so I went and we were taking some scuba classes. And it's funny because we had kind of this initial dive and we were diving in and it was just other women and then myself. I was the only male doing it at the time. And we were diving in an area that was very murky water and it was 10 feet deep. But when I went in there, I freaked out because I couldn't see the floor. And I imagined that there were sharks that were gonna come eat me or like some dead bodies or some crazy things that my imagination started thinking. And I literally had a panic attack and was about to jump out of the water. And then when I saw that like it was other women that were diving in there like just normally, I thought, this is so embarrassing. I can't do this. I have to dive down there. And then when I dove down there, I realized it was only 10 feet deep. And I felt so ridiculous. But I remember that I landed on my knees down on the ocean floor and just prayed and said, thank you, God, for helping me to overcome my fear. Well, the female instructors guided me on that dive and on the next one, which was going to be in deeper water, maybe like 50 or 60 feet deep. So when we dive into the ocean of the Virgin Mary's heart, we need instructors to guide us in that process, to show us how to even do it and what it means. St. John Newts is going to be our instructor that will guide us, and I'll help him teach you how to dive in for yourself. What does it mean to dive in there? Maybe just a personal experience. The other day I was praying the rosary and asking the Virgin Mary to help me feel and go into her heart. And I felt that for a moment I got a glimmer of what it's like. And you know what came to mind is this amazing cathedral in Barcelona, Spain called the Sagrada Familia, which means the Holy Family. That, in my opinion, is the most beautiful church on earth. And it's hard to describe what it looks like, but it has different faces, and each of them has a different architecture, but they all kind of coincide. And when you go inside, you feel like you're in this forest. It literally, the pillars look like trees. And there are so many stained glass windows that the inside is like this rainbow of colors. And when I thought of her Immaculate Heart, that's what came to mind, that her Immaculate Heart is like this massive cathedral filled with the light of the saints. And in the very center of it is this altar, which is Jesus offering himself to God the Father for us. And that vast cathedral felt like a place for me to take refuge in. Remember those words from Fatima, where she said, my Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way that will lead you to God. So I felt this amazing beauty. And as I was in there, my heart felt so much more tender towards others, so much more sensitive to the sufferings in the world, different than my own heart. And it was just a moment, but I got a glimmer of that beauty. My friends, I hope that you will go with me on this journey of diving into her heart. And not just that, that you will allow that heart to maybe replace your own so that you can feel and love as she does. May God bless you in this journey.